is saying, refusing to contradict it and indicate it. I'm looking at the author just to make sure that we've captured what you've said to us, and then members, if they want to have a view on it, they can. Seven. Yes, ma'am.
My author question to legal. The second sentence reads, he further reveals that Morning Live resources were diverted. What is the word revelation? You know, does it mean that we should have checked the information, or does it just refer to he claimed or he alleged? You know, I'm just asking, are we perhaps on risky ground? What would be the right word?
Let's go on the safer one. Let's go on the one where there is no ambiguity. He states it. All right. Got that?
You on page 32?
Yes, sir.
There's a double numbering, 723.
Yes, thank you very much. You got that? Because you put us under pressure at 2 o'clock in the morning. Page 33. The office responsible for supply chain management has been consulted. Had not been consulted, I beg your pardon. Are we happy with that? 811, we put in full SOS, and then we had that big fight amongst ourselves, and we tried to change it to say the organization is of the firm view. People happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then we took our dinner. We happy with the reformulation? All right. 821, we added the word according to the minister. And we took out being at the second last sentence. That's right? 821, we put some. Bless you. 823. I'll give you a chance. We'll give you a chance to read to 823. You happy, Mr. Mukwena? But other members can read through it because it was quite a substantial change. Do you want to talk to you? Oh, you're saying they're happy. Okay. All right. 824, uncertainty. I think it was just a spelling error yesterday from us. And then we added according to Ms. Shabalala. Agreed? Yes. 35, no changes. 36, no changes. 37, we put principals, as opposed to principals as in teachers, on 913. Where's SATD? Okay. All right, we'll change that according to the SATD. Read that 914 and tell us if you're happy with it. The whole of 914, anybody got problems with the reformulation? Happy with the new formulation? Thank you. Yes, sir. Cindy's suggesting that we did have that discussion there, and I must be honest, I'm not sure what our final formulation was.
The discussion was that Cindy was going to look through the evidence and then formulate a base in there. It just needs to be a paragraph, even one line. I can write it. I'll sponsor it. Is it fine? Okay.
Yeah?
No, I'll put it in front of different bodies to look at and then Okay.
It's a sponsor line, right? We've been doing consistently, and we can read it and agree or disagree to it.
No, I'll do that. No, it's not that I had offered yesterday to sponsor.
I think we said we'd get a look at it because it could be much more than that.
But I'll make it very short and
Let's take Pandam and then let's take Loliwe on this point. Yes.
Sure, I'm happy for that to be added, but it was going to it wasn't only the AFF, it was opposition parties. So if we're going to name political parties, we name all of them, or we say opposition parties?
Sir, I'm sorry, the same sentiment. Let's not bring our party Zapa who were fighting when Ms. Tshabalala was leaking evidence, when she mentioned some people and she did not mention others. Let's rather say some opposition parties, because I don't think she listed all the opposition parties. Thank you.
The last fight, and this will be the first time we've talked. You go, Jack. Yeah, Baba.
No, sure. I don't have a problem. You know, the only problem is that in the evidence, there was no other evidence referring to any other party except for the EFF. It's absolutely true, because if you can show me transcripts, right, where it says that the DA, there was a move against the DA or the IFP, then I'm quite happy to say opposition party. But you know, I'm not hard and fast on it, to be honest. I can honestly write a thing that says opposition party, and I don't have a problem with it. I'm just alerting the committee that if there was no other evidence referring to any other, if you can give me any other evidence, I'm fine. Thanks.
You will sponsor a one liner, and then we'll reverse it. Whether we hard and fast on a party or we'll put both parties, but we'll conclude that one now. So if you could do that for us, let's deal with it and get it out of the way. I don't want to be postponing anything today, honestly. So if you could drop that for us, Honorable Mokwena. All right. And anything else on 914? No? 914. 914. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know where... Did you speak later on about the intimidation and attacks on the SADCH? I thought we should just include a line about today's information, too. I think we'll speak about it later on in the document. It's not here. Yeah.
Let's not jump all over. Let's just deal with 914, and if you want to sponsor another one, you sponsor it. I'm really discouraging you information, unless it's substantially going to change our report. Make our lives difficult.
Jefferson, just say where the underlined bold section is. During this time, an editorial decision by the representative was announced banning the earlier violent footage. Can we just delete the first three words thereafter and just say journalists were also suspended and summarily dismissed for challenging editorial directives, so that we just don't start two sentences in this period? That's the only thing.
Fine. I want to repeat over and over again, honorable members, this is a draft report, right? So you'll have another bite again later on. But what Honorable Killian is saying is that we take out the words in this period after the underlying footage. We just start with journalists. No change to anything. Just flows over, flows through the 915. Happy? Thank you. 916, we took out that refused and put denied to be consistent. That is 923. 923, we just added the word, we substituted refused with denied. 39? No changes?
Just small correction. The numbering. 10:13 to 10:15 to 10:14.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Page 14. Yeah, I think we were just trying to clean it up, but I don't think we changed the sentiment. That's 11. All you did is just added over the bracket. And then and then 12:11. Mr. Swan.
I'm just thinking, is that a correct reflection? Because at the beginning of the inquiry, Professor Maguru was still there. Was it not during the course of the inquiry? Because you resigned during the course. At the time of the inquiry. Probably similar, but at the time, when you think of, yeah, I would say during the course of the inquiry. Or I need some help there, because you could say that at the time of the inquiry, you would think when it was instituted. I just need to so that it's, yeah, but at what part of the inquiry? When the inquiry started? No, but he was there then. But the sentence is because it has no non-executive members, but it did have non-executive members.
Thanks, sir. I agree with you, friend, and as your staff indicates, the non-executive that was there when you started. Also, sir, in the same paragraph, to me, when you say in addition, all three is executive. So, I'm reading what is here, so please don't harass me. All three off is executive. That's what I wanted to indicate. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
And we agree that
the green rule on this line. Yes, Chairperson, we can also have the following, and it does just say, at the time of the inquiry, and I would like Honorable Swart to listen, the board was dysfunctional because apart from the board chairperson, it had no non-executive members. Which also, apart from the board chairperson.
Yes, we'll come to you in a second, sir. Anything else on 12:11? No? 12:15? 12:15. Yes, sir.
Apologies, sir, for taking you back. I just want us to check at what stage did the other two remember there were three that had not resigned. And then later on, the two resigned and it was only the professor. I think when we started, three were still there. And then the other two quickly resigned after we had started, and then the professor was the last to leave the state.
That's correct. You know, I think in our very first meeting, we got communication via SMS, and it was confirmed a day or two later. You're right. In that meeting in 314, they had not formally resigned and their resignation accepted. Mr. Singh.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Loliwa reminds me of, Honorable Loliwa reminds me of the resignation letter or the contestation of the resignation of some of the board members. Now, isn't that an observation that we should be making somewhere? And I don't know what's the import of that. You remember we discussed that some of the members have contested their dismissal, not their resignation, their dismissal. Three members of the board. Have we observed that anywhere, and what impact does it have? Should we observe it? Is it a fact that they contested their dismissal? In court, yeah. In court.
Anybody want to again?
So somebody must just sponsor a one-liner. You've already sponsored it. Have you already sponsored one?
Are we talking about the first line, Jefferson?
No, we're not talking about the first line. The first line, we all agree. No, we didn't agree, because we are saying it's more than just one. Yeah, but if I allow you, then I must go back to Mr. McQuenna. Maybe we should go back to Mr. Quinn quickly, then we'll come back to you, because we said we don't want to hold anything, we just gave him time. Please refer to which paragraph was that? 912. 914, yes? You want it as a separate one? Yeah?
Evidence was also heard from the FADCA that journalists and editors were pressurized not to cover election campaigns by opposition parties. In some cases, Mr. Saudi had informally insisted on more positive coverage of certain individuals within the ruling party. This, they emphasized, was in contradiction of the FADC mandate of American democracy. Evidence was also heard from the SABC 8 that journalists and editors were pressurized not to cover election campaigns by opposition parties. Full stop. In some cases, Mr. Musenem had informally insisted on more positive coverage of certain individuals within the ruling party. This, they emphasized, was in contradiction of the SADC's mandate for democracy.
There was a point at which the president had said something, Mr. Saudi said that he cannot be portrayed in that way, and that they must cut it. I think it was Salata, and that the president must always be portrayed in a positive way. And also in the instance where they were talking about when they were in parliament here, I think it was Galata as well, who said that someone had said to him that don't embarrass me. You must portray the president in a positive way.
That's why I'm saying I'm worried about the name.
No, I didn't put the name. Oh, Mr. Musenem.
I'm saying
I'm partially covered by what you said, but also worried by us taking something which even the orator is saying was informally said to him or her.
Just one word, instead of ruling governing, political parties govern, we're all families rule. There's a big difference. One's electable and accountable, one isn't. With an amendment, so if you could change the government.
Honorable McQuarrie. Honorable members, remember what we said. We have said this document will go out to people to concur of what we reflected is accurate or not. Now, if what Mr. McQuenna is saying, somebody came back and said, I can actually say that, you have to take that into account.
or we can go say, no, you actually said it in the transcript. So what I'm saying is, we must always bear in mind that this document is not going to be, we will have to incorporate at some point comments made from the people who we send it to. You with me? So that's why I'm just saying we must be aware of the fact that our evidence will be challenged, or our interpretation of it. But in instances where we've got transcripts, we'll be able to say, here's the transcript, we stand by what we are saying. I just want to make that point.
I think I misunderstood what was being said here. No, the evidence was given in front of the committee. And the person, Galata, said that it was informally said to him. So this is a correct depiction of what he told us. It's not to say that he told us informally. I thought maybe that was, yeah. But I would suggest that before you adopt this, that you just check the transcript to make sure that I'm absolutely correct, even though I'm lying.
That's not going to be possible. I hear what you say. That's what I was saying. Let's rather on the side of the